said the man with the map. "It is a straight line, and runs from the opening of the reef to a clump of palm trees. The star comes just where it cuts the river. We must mark the place as we go into the lagoon." "It's queer," said Evans, after a pause, "what these little marks down here are for. It looks like the plan of a house or something, but what all these little dashes, pointing this way and that, may mean I can't get a notion. And what's the writing?"
"Chinese," said the man with the map.
"Of course, he was a Chinny," said Evans. "They all were," said the man with the map. They both sat for some minutes, staring at the land, while the canoe drifted slowly. Then Evans looked towards the paddle. "Your turn with the paddle now, Hooker," said he. And his companion quietly folded up his map, put it in his pocket, passed Evans carefully, and began to paddle. His movements were languid, like those of a man whose strength was nearly exhausted. Evans sat with his eyes half closed, watching the frothy breakwater of the coral creep nearer and nearer. The sky was like a furnace, for the sun was near the zenith. Though they were so near the treasure, he did not feel the exultation he had anticipated.